It's formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Paul Smith. And Paul has written a fascinating book about the emerging church and about the changes in Christianity. Now, Paul Smith, your main host brother, Chuck Smith, Senator of Calvary Chapel, but Paul is certainly on the front lines of this battle, trying to point out the fact that there is within modern-day Christianity a movement which is undermining belief in the infallibility of the scriptures. And once you take away the infallibility of the scriptures, then of course the Bible becomes like any other book. A lot of opinions are written by people, and of course that's not the way it is. Once we begin to lose faith in the Bible, we begin to lose faith in the God who from whom all blessings come. Paul, thank you very much for being with us this morning, and I'm going to let you pick up the story, because you know it far better than I do. Please go right ahead.
I don't know that I agree, but I know it a lot better than you, Dr. Monteith. We're both the same age, and I think we traveled many paths the same. Looking at these events over a longer period of time makes a big difference. I thought perhaps... Just to begin, I think of how the Church of our Lord Jesus is in a state of crisis and confusion. We find that the beliefs within the Church today and the Church's sense of identity and purpose in fulfilling the Great Commission of our Lord Jesus have been confused and compromised amid a torrent of diverse influences that are bent and shaped by modernism. And we find that modernism is bound to accommodate right-sounding philosophies as an exercise in trying to retain relevance. The church has been divided and is indeed at risk of being conquered by a flood of confusing misunderstandings, misinterpretations, obsessions, and emphases which have resulted in her separation into such camps as we have our fundamentalism, evangelicalism, and then new evangelicalism, and even today, the emergent movement. And at large, the church finds herself anxious to conform to the most popular revisions while being generally unaware of the origin and the nature and the implications of these new waves that we see coming into the minds of our pastors and even Christian workers, and many of the things taking place we find in the various nations here on the planet. They're in turmoil. We find humanists are advocating a new world order that will dissolve the boundaries and autonomy of nation states. They believe that the prevailing chaos has a single an inevitable solution, and that solution to the humanistic approach to the world is to have a one-world government with a global currency and commercial system. And so the book that the Lord put on my heart to write, called New Evangelicalism, New World Order, is an overview that identifies the major paradigm shift, which has at its roots a meeting of a group of strategic intellectuals in Manhattan restaurant in 1905 who were committed to the philosophies of Karl Marx. Their goal was to change the fundamental character and spirit of the American culture from its Christian foundation to a Marxist socialist ideology by infiltrating, influencing, and ultimately controlling the learning centers, to where we really missing the whole of the history of this development, of course, puts us in the shadows and without really understanding what's taking place because of the control that they have in the learning media, government structures, and churches in American society. And so the Lord put it on my heart to write a book because of a couple of my nephews getting involved in the emergent movement and at the heart of it, and also conducting meetings for those that have been leading this movement, including one of my nephews puts on Rick Warren's meetings across the country, and he's very much in tune with Rick, a couple of my nephews. And so it was breaking my heart. I had been very close to them, and yet it was important, I felt, for me to begin to reveal what's happening with this emerging church movement that has spread so fast that it's I just have had I did not realize that it would grow as fast as it has. We used to have things come into the church, and when they did not balance with the authority of the Word of God, we realized that they would pass. Every once in a while, we'll have somebody coming up with something that is not according to the inerrancy of God's Word, and they are on the scene for a period of time, and then they change. They have to change in order to in order to continue to be popular. So anyway, that's what I'm trying to deal with in the book, and we find that as we look.
Hold that thought, Paul. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment, I guess, as Paul said. We're talking about the emerging church, the changes in Christianity. Why is America changing? Right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Paul Smith, and we're talking about society changing. Why is society changing? Well, in part because the church is changing. Now, certainly our educational system has been designed specifically to change the moral fabric of our society. I mean, why do you think that they're telling our children in kindergarten that homosexuality is all right? Why do you think the Boy Scouts now have allowed openly gay Boy Scouts to come in? And certainly they're not going to be able to keep out gay Scout leaders and in the military. Certainly a Christian chaplain cannot pray in the name of Jesus Christ, nor can a military commander lead his troops in prayer. This is all part of an organized, orchestrated system. And yet the average individual out there doesn't understand what's going on. We watch television, and television is designed to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and they're doing a wonderful job. And, of course, it all gets back to the fact that there's an organized effort, and it is at the highest levels of the Christian church today, to change the music and the message of our churches and the music and message of our society. Paul, you go right ahead. I understood that some of the ministers had gotten together and set out five basic tenets that people had to believe if they're going to be a Christian, and yet, of course, those are being progressively eroded step by step. What was that all about?
Those were the five fundamentals that the Princeton and the United Presbyterian Church, last time they were able to pass those were in 1920, and those 5 points had to do with the inerrancy, number one, the inerrancy of Scripture. And then from that, the virgin birth of Christ, born of the Virgin Mary. The next had to do with the redemptive work of Christ, that he went to the cross, paid the penalty and price for the sins of the world, and then of course the idea that Jesus rose from the dead and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and then the final one had to do with the authenticity of the miracle working power of Christ. So those were the five things that if you're going to be a man of the Scriptures and of the truth of God's Word that has been revealed through the centuries, that those were the five basic beliefs that you had to hold to if you're going to be a pastor. They had sort of a truce on those from 1920 to 1929, when Princeton finally went modern. And so we see coming from our theological seminaries in our country, we have Princeton, and then I took up three schools. I took up Princeton briefly, took up Westminster Seminary that held on to and has held on to the inerrancy of Scripture. And then I took up Fuller Seminary because it's out in our neck of the woods, and I was in Bible school when Fuller Seminary began in 1947. And I almost went to the school there at Fuller. It was very fundamental. Charles Fuller was a strong fundamentalist, and he brought together men that were strong fundamentalists, Wilbur Smith, Harold Ockingay, Harold Lindzell. And because of the secular modernism and the fact that the scientists, of course, in the scientific age, claiming to have the answers to life, we found that the Western Church and the watershed issue became the reliability of the Word of God. And so I focused principally on Fuller Seminary as they capitulated to the tides of liberalism by departing from historical orthodoxy. And the internal strife among conservatives was exasperated by the notion of accommodation and compromise, especially as young pastors and future seminary professors went abroad to Switzerland and Germany, where they studied under Karl Barth and his contemporaries and were exposed to a revisionism afforded by the inclusion of Christian theology by the traditions of Gnosticism, rationalism, which were afoot in the secular intellectual world of Western Europe at that time. And so we just focused on the rise and the demise of Fuller Theological Seminary over the critical subject of the inerrancy of the Bible from a faithful beginning under the visionary leadership of radio evangelist Charles Fuller, who was on 650 stations when I was a young man. We would go listen to him at the Long Beach Civic Auditorium. He had a love for the Word of God and the veracity of the Scriptures, but it was his own son Daniel who studied under Karl Barth, and he brought back to his father's seminary the neo-orthodox belief that the Bible only contains the Word of God and that some portions of Scriptures are revelatory. In other words, revelatory in some positions are not revelational. And so we considered the implications of the heresy under the direction of this new orthodoxy. Fuller influenced a group of pastors and professors in leadership roles within the evangelical church who became known as neo or new evangelicals. And this was a term that the president of Fuller, Harold Ockingay, developed, but they felt that they could bring the modernists back in line to fundamental beliefs in the Word. They felt that with their scholarship, they would be able to turn the minds of some of these liberals and those that were following the social ideas of Karl Marx, and they could bring them back into line. But that battle was lost, and we see the disappointment that Harold Ockingay and Harold Lindzell, as they discussed on a Christmas Eve, they were discussing how did we come to this place where their hearts were just hurting. They said, we've spent 30 of the best years of our lives, and now we see this movement within theology, and it seemed that Fuller Seminary was really at the heart of what was happening as a result of their leaving the inerrancy of Scripture. They turned to the primary. One of the factors was Peter Drucker, himself a disciple of existential philosophy of the Danish philosopher Søren Kierkegaard. And in turn, the flat platform of Kierkegaard's thinking was built solidly on the writings of German philosopher Immanuel Kant, philosophically adopted really a two-tier view of reality, the lower tier involving the five senses in space and time, and the domain of physical reality and tangible history. The upper tier is where existential or spiritual faith resides independently. And so with this philosophical construct, the virgin birth, the miracles of our Lord, the resurrection, the ultimate second coming, the very essence of Christian truth belong only to an upper tier of mystical superstition, because it is said they did not happen, nor would they happen, in the lower tier of space, time, and in history. So in Drucker's quest for optimum community, he discovered that the most effective agent in change in American life is the mega church. And at that point, Drucker and Rick Warren, a graduate of Fuller Seminary, came together. And Warren was proudly stated that Drucker has been his mentor for over 20 years, and accordingly, he has vigorously implemented many of Drucker's key concepts and methodology at the Saddleback Church, where his purpose-driven model has been pioneered.
But I think it's so vitally important people understand Peter Drucker is not a Christian at all.
No, he's not a Christian.
He used the Christian church to push his political philosophy.
Yes.
Because that is simply based upon expediency rather than upon the Word of God. And yet, this is the man who, even though he's long since dead now, working through certainly his disciples within Christianity, has altered the beliefs of our church. And this is why we are in such trouble today, and most people have no idea. And the book that Paul has written is very simple, very straightforward, but vitally important, because if you don't understand why suddenly our churches have changed and the music and message of Christianity has changed, and you don't understand the part that Peter Drucker and his primary disciples, Bill Hybel and Rick Warren, have played, you can't understand why America has changed, or why the Boy Scouts are taking on homosexuality, or why homosexuality and gay marriage is getting increasing acceptance in our society. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring his judgment on this nation, as certainly as he made little green apples. There are going to be terrible, terrible consequences here in America, because America has turned against God and his teaching. Would you agree?
I would agree, definitely. And I think of how the church growth scholar, Eddie Gibbs, who is from the UK but has been teaching at Fuller Seminary for over 30 years, and also with the help of Lilly Foundation brought students from the school in Mill Valley, the Golden Gate Seminary, brought them onto Rick's campus, and now they're the ones that keep track of all of those in the purpose-driven model of home Bible studies, where they're trying to maintain, you register for 1 year, and you go into a Bible study where you're involved with what they called change agents. And, of course, this is Drucker's idea of the perpetual change, the type of change that's found in total quality management. His type of change was continual, used to further the dialectic shift toward a more postmodern worldview and practices. And a list of some of the key quotes on methods of change that Drucker, in The Economist, he said, to survive and secede, every organization will have to turn itself into a change agent. The most effective way to manage change successfully is to create it. But experience has shown that grafting innovation onto a traditional enterprise does not work. Now, this is a quote from Drucker. He said the enterprise has to become a change agent. And this
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about shame. Put forward by Peter Drucker, who dislikes Christianity, is using it up in the grave today. Walter Drucker. Right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. That's 352-9500.
Well, Dr. Dan here, our guest this morning, Paul Smith. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you concerned about what's happening to America? Are you concerned about what's happening to the church, the Christian church in America? Have you wondered why the music in your church has changed in many instances? The message is certainly has changed as far as already, of course, calling upon people for repentance and a personal relationship with our Lord, and, of course, stressing the infallibility of our Scriptures and the holy importance of the Holy Scriptures. Well, Paul, if you have a question or comment, 877-254-7524. Paul, how can people get copies of your book?
Dr. Monteith, they can write me at Paul Smith, Post Office Box 231, Lucerne Valley. That's Lucerne Valley. You be sure and put Valley. There's a Lucerne in Northern California, Lucerne Valley, California, 92. 1-800-356-3356, and I can get one of the books into their hands. And it's been published by The Word for Today, which is a radio broadcast of my brother Chuck, who teaches, and that's his Bible teaching program.
And, now, is the book available on Amazon?
Yes, it's also available on Amazon.
Now, let's get the title out again, because Amazon's a very convenient way to get books.
Yes.
What's the title?
The title, New Evangelicalism, New World Order.
And New Evangelicalism, New World Order. It's an excellent book. That's New Evangelicalism, New World Order, and we recommend it to you. You need to understand what's happening to the Christian church that you're not going to get. And, of course, I certainly, Rick Warren, with tens of thousands of Christian ministers are following along with his changing of the scriptures and the so-called emerging church growth movement. And, of course, the techniques that they use, it's all a matter of techniques. They don't rely upon God. It's all about using techniques to grow churches, and they do grow churches, and people love the message, but unfortunately, it is not Christianity, and then we wonder why our churches and why our society is changing. So why don't you go right ahead, Paul, because you're on the front lines of this battle, and certainly the fact that our ministers are following Rick Warren and Bill Hybel, who are following Peter Drucker, who wasn't even a Christian. But they're using his techniques to alter the church, to alter the world, to bring peace and love to the world, and look and see what's going on. Go right ahead, Paul.
I think one of the things that's of Drucker, it's this whole idea has to do with his systems management. And his systems management is where you have this, you take a child, for instance, it's sort of like Maslow's hierarchy, and you, they go through first grade, now they have that added value, they go through second grade, that added value, and they continue up this, climbing up this, this, their ability chart until they reach that place where they can best serve society. And I think the thing that really troubled and really brought this forward was through Sarah Leslie, who's from Ohio, and she's been involved. She was homeschooling her children, and Sarah was asked by, she had a hearing before our Congress, and she was questioning the application of systems management to our educational system and especially homeschooling. And she was homeschooling her own children because of her concerns with them getting a good background, good education. And so it was one of these things where as Sarah was considering this matter of this added value, one of her research partners had a mongoloid child, and she began weeping. She said, "My child has no value," but that child had been just a precious addition to the family, the love that they have, and just the effect of the child. And so when Sarah had written this article about Peter Drucker and his systems management, I called her, asked her if she had any more writings on Peter Drucker, whom I met and spent 3 days with, he and Bob Buford of Leadership Network. And so I said, "Well, let me give you some names." And so they found out that he had been involved with the evangelical churches, and especially the mega churches. In other words, Drucker had expected that the corporations would be able to provide health care and those needs of retirement. and that this should be through the corporations. But he found the corporations did not have the heart or the background of the mega churches who were getting things done, and that the mega churches had a greater influence on American society than academia. And so anyway, that became the target of Leadership Network. And Bob Buford and Drucker, by the way, were together back in the mid-60s. I did not get onto this until the mid-80s, meeting with Drucker and Buford for 3 days, and some of the members of the faculty at Fuller Seminary. And then when my nephews, of course, they were involved, and it was one of those things that all of a sudden I was awakened. I think the Lord provided this for me, that I would then begin to find out what is this emergent church and this promoting these mega churches in particular and spending money to help them become large mega churches that would develop in communities across the United States, and that they would become the change agents in bringing about the social changes in the United States.
And, well, I actually met one of your nephews, and he had a network of Christian radio stations. And
yes,
he was going to use those Christian radio stations to alter Christianity. And, of course, I was hoping to get my programs on there, and there was no way, of course, something as conservative as what I was pushing would be allowed to be on Christian radio stations, at least his. And is he still to have that network of Christian stations, do you know?
There are some of these, yes. And
hold that thought, we'll be right back. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, wishing everyone a great, safe spring and upcoming summer.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning is Paul Smith, the book on emerging church and the New World Order. Our telephone number is the New Age and the New World Order, but our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Have you noticed that the music of our churches has changed? Have you noticed that sometimes the message of the church has changed? And we're certainly not necessarily talking about the infallibility of the scriptures, but more about the application to modern living and how we can feel good about ourselves. And it's all about love, but never talk about God's wrath. When was the last time you heard a minister talk about fear of God and God bringing his wrath on people or on the society that turns against his teaching? And that's sort of, that's just not mentioned anymore because it doesn't make people feel good. It's all about feeling good today. Paul, go right ahead with your concern and certainly your concern about what's happening to the Christian church.
I think one of the things that is important to understand is Eddie Gibbs was involved. He's from a liberal seminary in the UK, and he became involved in helping put on some of the crusades in the UK, six of them, for evangelist Billy Graham. I have met Billy Graham and his son Franklin, wonderful persons, and yet I think of how easy it is in other words, the problems that grow and within the church. Eddie Gibbs was the person who suggested that if any of the churches want to participate in these evangelistic crusades, that all they have to do is sit on the platform. If you're a Mormon, if you're Catholic, if you're whatever you may be, whatever church you may represent, if you sit on the platform, if any of your people that put down that they've been attending a church, if they were to put that down on their decision card, those cards would all go to the church from which those people went to a crusade. They heard the gospel message, and they opened their hearts to the saving work of Jesus Christ and the fact that he graciously paid the penalty and price for their sin. Then they would be sent back to the church they came out of. But anyway, that aside, Eddie came to the U.S., put on a crusade with those ideas of giving the decision cards to the pastors who sat on the platform. And he had this to say. He's the one, of course, that brought the program from the Golden Gate Seminary in Mill Valley, California. He brought it down to Rick Warren and suggested that the churches must embrace transition and change in this transformational ministry within changing cultures. And they developed the term missional. And missional is a new term for missionary or outreach. And so the new thing is to have a mission that is culturally relevant to where you're pastoring or where you're establishing your mission. And your real mission is a social, taking care of the social needs of the people. And the focus is not on the gospel of Jesus Christ, who so loved the world, that God who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Their emphasis is on social change. And anyway, the church itself, he said, needs to go through a metamorphosis in order to find its new identity in the dialectic of gospel and culture. And this new situation is requiring churches to approach their context as a missional encounter. And he said the cultural changes with which church leaders must grapple are global. There's nowhere to run. They're rapid. There's no time to reflect. Complex. There's too much information to absorb. And they're comprehensive. They affect every area of life. And so the idea, you have to have these meetings, and in this purpose-driven meeting, you'll learn the new thought pattern, and you have these change agents that are involved, and you study for a year, and they can determine for you what your gift may be, rather than the Holy Spirit calling and setting you apart and giving you of his gifts to minister in the name of our Lord. They will tell you what you where you've advanced and to the degree you've advanced, and how you can best serve a world society. And they call it a journal to transformation. And it was Francis Hasselbein who introduced lesbianism into the Girl Scouts of America, who now is a social coordinator, and she's in charge of the social programs at West Point, our military academy, along with the fact that she is president of the Drucker Foundation. And she said, there should be no sacred cows as we challenge every policy, practice, procedure, and assumption. In transforming themselves, organizations must practice planned abandonment, discarding programs, policies, and practices that work
today. We're out of time, Paul. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Talk to you real soon.
Bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye, and you too. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Temple.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Time. I have to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and I will tell you quite frankly, we're having some financial problems. I think a lot of the ministries are. I think people are, as of these, very, very concerned about what's happening financially, but certainly we want to be able to maintain our network of 50 or more outlets every week. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We can certainly use your support. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family and certainly get our four best CDs or tapes of the month on our monthly newsletter. Subscribe to our newsletter or get the books and videos and four tape sets we have. We even have a four tape set on the emerging church, whether it's in CD, I'm not sure, but we have certainly we've covered this in the past. We think it's a vitally important subject that you understand that Christianity has been infiltrated by people who have changed the music and the message of our church. And this is one reason society is in trouble. Then, of course, we hope many of you will, if you're in a position to get the health products we have, certainly, and you need to begin to lay in a supply of health products, a fairly good, a substantial supply of the magnesium and selenium and vitamin D and curcumin and iodorol and other things that you need for your general health. If you'd like a list of the health products we carry, 1-800-544-8927, but I take most of them. My wife does as well. And basically, of course, when you wouldn't even look at her, you'd never know she was a 72. Her hair isn't even gray. Basically, we take the products. We think they're beneficial, and I'm anticipating that there will be not if an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, but when a solar flares. It was simply 2 weeks ago on the weekend, Sunday and Monday. They had three massive solar flares on the sun, any one of which would have wiped out the entire electronic grid in America. Fortunately, they were all on the back of the sun, but I think that was a warning of what can happen. We're going to see increasing solar activity in the coming months, and if you don't understand the significance and the fact that it could result in the death of 9 out of 10 Americans within a year, oh, you need to get our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. That's the threat of an EMP attack. The DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. The Congressional Commission report from 2004 and the book A Nation Forsaken by Michael Maloof, who's 30 years with the Defense Department. All sorts of meetings in Washington, D.C. last week. People from 30 nations came to Washington to see what can be done about the threat of an EMP attack. Not one mentioned in the media. Certainly, hearings last week before the Energy Commission, and the speaker spoke of the threat of an EMP attack, imminent danger to America. Not one mention in the media. This is not happening by accident. I really fear that whether it will be one missile and one bomb or simply a solar phenomenon, it's not a matter of if but when we have an EMP attack on America, because I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country. Begin making your preparations. If you don't have the Berkey water filters, we do carry them. Certainly, if you would like to get a list of the health care products we carry, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.